The Colosseum will be covered in scaffolding for almost 3 years in an ambitious €25 million, £20 million project to restore the 2,000-year-old monument, with Diego Della Valle, the billionaire businessman, footing the bill. Mr. Della Valle, owner of the luxury Todd's Shoe Empire, signed an accord with Rome City Council last year for his ambitious plan in return for promotion opportunities. The Colosseum has been in need of restoration for years. Last year, chunks of masonry and stone have regularly fallen from the arena. In the first stage of the project, 4 floors of scaffolding cover the monument's arches for a total of 915 days, 2.5 years, as the ancient amphitheatre's facade and entrances are rebuilt. Cultural officials, however, stressed the monument would remain open to the public during construction. The new project will also look at the dynamic vibrations that officials fear have caused a drop of about 15 inches on the south side of the monument. The restoration also provides for the construction of a tourist service centre outside the monument, while the third phase includes restoration of the internal area and a more comprehensive restoration of the underground cells or hypogeum beneath the arena. Mr. Ornahi said on Tuesday that the initiative could become a model for the protection of Italy's other cultural sites. This is not only in the interests of Rome and Italy, but this is a symbol of how Rome presents itself to the world, Mr. Ornahi said. Under the contract, Todd's has the rights to use the Colosseum's logo for 15 years and to put its own brand on tickets bought by the 6 million tourists who pay to see the monument each year. Mr. Della Valle on Tuesday insisted that it had no intention of covering the exterior of the monument with large advertising hoardings and said the funding was essential to protect Italy's cultural assets in the future. I am under the impression that if we better use the beauty that we have, the quality of life and the government network, we will have a better chance for development and employment, Mr. Della Valle said.